We have a little catching up to do before we start Gemara Mudbeis, just the very conclusion of cases of Chalipin and Eved Kanani. So very brief. Right. We discussed the Tosus and the Gimel and Aleph that Bechein Hayeragil Benotam Lishloach Harsha Biyad Oved Kochavim. Tosus writes that the reason this works is because a Kinyan Chalipin works even when it comes to a Goy. And even though we saw there is a Sugim Bechoros and the Gimel that says seemingly that's not true, they're limited Kinyanim when it comes to Oved Kochavim. So Tosus writes it's true. They're limited kinyanim, but chalipin certainly works. Chalipin is l'kayim kol davar. It applies to karka, it applies to metaltlin. You can create a hischayvus, it applies to a Jew. It applies to a non-Jew as well. Okay, fine. So there is such a kinyan chalipin. And if I want to empower a guy in order to give him the right to collect a chov, there's a simple way of doing so. Al yidei kinyan chalipin. Well, but Tosus now raises another moving part. How typically is this done? Very, very often. When we do a kinyan chalipin, not always, but very often. When we do a kinyan chalipin, not all parties are present. Not all parties are present. At a chasen's tish, the kal is in another room. But we make a kinyan chalipin. That means that, you know what? That the Masada Kedushin is representing the kala, and the hischaivus, the kinyan, is made by the chasen. So that's typically true when it comes to a normal case of a kinyan chalipin. It invokes an aspect of zichiyah. It invokes an aspect of shlichus, that there's some agency, there's some representation. So Tosus is bothering. Even if in principle a kinyan chalipin works, but in practice, you cannot go ahead and perform a kinyan chalipin, which is done al yedei acher. And seemingly that was the problem, that if I, the balabayis, right, have a large chov, and someone owes me money, and you know what? I'm going to empower a goy to be gover that chov. Very, very often the goy is not sitting here with me. He's my worker. He's on the field. I'm in the palace. Now, it's in such a case, you have to invoke some type of shlichus, some type of zechiah. That's a problem. Not because of a kinyan, but because ein shlichus zechiah la'akum. Now, bav metziah dafayin aleph. And therefore, how is this done? So Tosus writes something very surprising, that you know what? So when you're writing up the shtar harsha that empowers the guy to do it, so don't write that you're doing so in that fashion, v'kanina minei, but rather write v'kana ha'ovet kochavim. So what exactly does that mean? So we saw the sma, kuchav gimel, but the sma says, it doesn't mean don't write it. Obviously, don't write it means don't do it. Don't do it, because it's not going to work. The whole thing is going to be a fraud. So therefore, don't do it. Don't do it. And that was the chiddush of the Taz, Sipkat Nidalet. No, Boshav Shat and Tosus. It doesn't sound that way. Don't do it. Just be careful in terms of the nusach. Oh, so that was the chiddush of the Ktzos that we saw, Kuf Chav Gimel, Sipkat Nhei, where of course it works. Just be careful to present it in the authentic way and don't present it in a way that somehow does not really represent what we're accurately doing. Because if you say the kanina mine, it sounds as though that we're making the kinyan on behalf of, and that invokes zechiah, that invokes shlichus, and guess what? That is not going to work when it comes to a goy. So how does it work? How does it work? V'kan oved kochavim. What do you mean v'kan oved kochavim? The goy is not here. How can you affect this kinyan without zechiah or shlichus? Oh, so the Ktzos writes his chiddush. Now, that this is a sugya later on, maybe some of you saw, and Daf Chav Beis, Uvasugin Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin, and that's the following, okay? That this is working Midin Eved Kanani. Midin Eved Kanani. What exactly is Din Eved Kanani? We're going to see the sugya soon. No, and Daf Zayin Amad Aleph, that you know what? That one can be Mekadesh and Isha using the idea of Eved Kanani. What exactly does that mean as follows? They're great Chidushim in Shichur Eved Kanani. How is it that a person is Meshachar Eved Kanani? We know you can do so Al Yedei Shtar. You can do so Al Yedei Kesef. Each one is a great Chiddush. The fact that I can free an Eved Kanani Al Yedei Shtar is a very, very great Chiddush. No? Because that means I have to give him the Shtar. Lechor, it means he has to acquire the Shtar. You know, the built-in paradox, the built-in stira, an Eved Kanani has an independent yad to acquire. Koma shekana Eved, kana rabo. An Eved Ivri has an ability to acquire. I understand that. An Eved Kanani does not. Whatever is given to the Eved Kanani belongs to the Adon. Koma shekana Eved, kana rabo. And therefore, how is it possible to be meshachar an Eved al yedei shtar? My giving the shtar to the Eved is like taking it from my left hand and putting it in my right hand. How is that possibly true? Oh, so you know what you see from this? A stunning chiddush. You're right. A person goes ahead and gives something to a guy, an Eved Kanani in this case. You know what? Yeah, in a chinam, it belongs to the Adon. But when it comes to shichrar, wow, all of a sudden we assume this incredible principle that gito v'yodo bo'in ka'achas. No? You know what? That simultaneously, by accepting the shtar, the Eved Kanani acquires the right to accept the shtar. And that's not circular, that's boin ka'achas, boin ka'achas. That's a very, very great kiddush. The notion of gitov yodo boin ka'achas. That's the sugya. Kiddush Nav Chav Beis. The Gemara has one other case of boin ka'achad, and that is gitn daf ayin zayin. And that is, you know what? A person, in order to be megarish his wife, and nasan biyada, the get has to be given to her. If I give it to her, that's fine. But you know what? Explicit in the Mishnah, that I can take the get and I can put it in her chatzer. I can put it in her chatzer. And her chatzer will acquire it on her behalf, and as such, you know what that's called? V'nasan b'yada. You know what the difficulty with that is? Gittin daf ayin zayin. Wait a second. She owns the chatzer. That certainly is true. But kol zman that she's married, the Baal has a kinyan peiros in that chatzer. The Baal has rights to that chatzer. And if the Baal has rights to the chatzer, so therefore she cannot use that chatzer that she does not have the rights to in order to be able to acquire the get. So how can I go ahead and place the get in her chatzer when I have the rights to the chatzer and she does not, and therefore that is not considered to be a legitimate act of nesina? Oh, so the Gemara says this stunning chiddush. Gita v'chatzera, boin kachas. Gita v'chatzera, boin kachas. That you know what? With the get, she acquires the chatzer, and that grants her the ability to be able to receive the get. Wow. So these are the two places that you find. Kedusha nefchav beis, gittin nefayin zayin, the concept of boin ke'echad, right? That's something which is stunning. Now, so that requires some work. How indeed this work? Is this halacha b'chol ha'Torah kula? Or is this only true in these two cases, shichrur and gerushin? But it doesn't apply in other cases at all. I'll tell you to cut to the chase, that's a fundamental machlokas rishon. Now, whether this is a yisod b'chola Torah kula, called boin ka'achas or boin kecha, depending on, or we assume, no, this is uniquely true when it comes to these couple of cases. For example, we'll go further now, but there is a rashba, gittin daf nun hei, where the Rashba writes the following, you know what? A ganav, a gazan steals something, and he's makdish it. He's mak the hektish ischal. The hektish ischal. How is the hektish ischal? A person goes ahead and steals something, it's not his, and in a makdish, javashinu shalom. Oh, so you know what the Rashba writes? When the ganav for the gazan is makdish it, guess what? The hektish is a shinirushus, or a shini Hashem. And the ganef and the gazlan is kona al yedei yeyush, v'shina rishus and shina Hashem. Wow. So it means that through the hakdasha, the ganef for the gazlan acquires the right to be makdish. Ooh, so the Rashi writes, and don't be so shocked, because hekdesho ukniyaso boin kechad, enochinami. We know this, Yisro, that enochinami, it's true, that we allow for that simultaneous configuration, because we see it when it comes to Eved Kanani. We see it when it comes to cases of a get and a kinyan chatzer. Wow. And I'll tell you just on the flip side, right, there's a Ramban that disagrees with this. There's a Ramban, this is found in Yevamos and Afmem Heywood Beis, that writes a stunning chiddush, the Ramban. You ready for this? Unbelievable. Well, a person goes out and acquires an Eved Kanani. This is a goy, no? A goy. But you know what? No, he's going to become an Eved Kanani. How do you become an Eved Kanani? You know, al yedei mila and tefila. It's a gerus, mila and tefila. What happens if you want to be meshachre that Eved Knani before Tvila? Before Tvila. For whatever reason. You know what? I realize I made a big mistake. No? I acquired this Eved Knani. You know? He's been in my house for a day and everything's turned on its head. No? You know what? I want out. I want out. So you know what? I'm going to give him a shtar shichur. You know what the Ramban writes? The shtar shichur doesn't work. Because he's not an Eved Knani yet. No? He didn't have Milan Tvila. And the whole yisod of Boin Ke'echad is the unique Zeres HaKasif when it comes to Eved Knani. Eved Knani is only after he has a Kedusha of Eved Knani. And guess what? If you're Kona for the purpose of being an Eved Knani before Tvila, that you cannot use the Shtar. Because this Eved doesn't have the ability to acquire the Shtar. Eved Knani does? Yes. Eved Knani. Eved Knani. But it doesn't apply b'chol haTorah kula. It only applies Eved Knani, dahainu lachar milan tefila. Wow, that's Rabban Yevamos Nef Memhei. Pashut pshat, that means that's uniquely true when it comes to these cases as well. So if you're interested, no, you should be interested. No, this is a lengthy sugya. You know, take a look at Tzos, a lengthy dion, Simen Reish, Sifkat Nehei. The Tzos is dion, whether this yisod, the din Eved Knani of Boin Ke'echad, is this true b'chol haTorah kula? Or is there something which is very, very limited, very, very limited? You know what? I have a shtar, and the shtar says that I'm being makne, this chatzar to you, but you're not here. So I place the shtar in the chatzar. And therefore, can I argue, boin ke'echad? You know what? That you're going to acquire the shtar al yedei kinyan chatzar, which allows you to go ahead and to acquire, right? The chatzer. No, that's the dion. That's the dion in the Tzos. Do you allow for the lumdus of boin ke'echad? Okay. So that's a great chiddush of shichur evet al yedei shtar. Okay. Now you can also be meshachar evet al yedei kesev. But that also is a very, very great chiddush. No? Because kesev, koma shekan evet, kanarabo. Oh, so Rav Meir says, for that, I have a simple solution. Kesev al yedei acherim. Kesef, al yedei acherim. You know what? You're right. So the Eved cannot provide the Kesef. The Eved providing the Kesef is giving the Adon what's already his. Any asset that the Eved has belongs to the Adon. But a third party will go ahead and give Kesef to the Adon for the purpose of Shichra. Okay, that's great. And we're going to see the Gemara of Zainam and Aleph. Ooh, that tells us the following. This can even work when it comes to Kedushin. Wow, this is a halacha b'chol haTorah kula. That's not uniquely true. Kesef ayedei acherim. Boin ke'echad, I could argue, is uniquely true when it comes to the paradox of Eved Knani. Kesef ayedei acherim. Of course, kesef ayedei acherim. That, you know what? I can give you money in order that the field should belong to someone else. For example, when it comes to Kedushin, a shliach can go ahead and say to the woman, Heilach mana, take my money, the money of the shliach, Vizkanshi leploni, and you're married to him. Mukadeshes midin Eved Knani. Mukadeshes midin Eved Knani. That is halacha b'chol haTorah kula. Boin ke'echad, we can debate, or Rashba and Ramban. But the regular din Eved Knani, that money can be furnished by someone else, it does not be furnished on yedei hakone. Yeah, that's something that of course works b'chol haTorah kula, and that's the chiddush, the Gemara Kedushin on Dav Zayin Ritz Hashem that we will soon see. Oh, so the Tzos writes, realize that's the secret to our Tosus. That's the secret to our Tosus. When the guy is acquiring a right, ayyadei kinyan chalipin, it's not working with a normal gidrei shlichus, and it's not working with a normal gedarim of zechia. It's working with the din Eved Knani. The din Eved Knani. And therefore, money can be provided ayyadei acherim in order to allow the guy to acquire a right to this chov, and now he can go ahead and be gover the chov. And that's the chiddush that the Tzos writes, that's pashut pshat in our Tosus. This is not deception. That of course, you can perform a kinyan chalipin for the guy in this way, but I'll give you an eitzah. Don't write the words v'kanina mine, because v'kanina mine implies that you're relying on shlichus and zechiyah. And that is a wrong implication. So just say the absolute truth. V'kana oved kochavim. How is it that the guy was kone? He was kone midin Eved Knani. Wow. So that's the chiddush that the Tzos writes. And now the Tzos writes, I'll bring you a raya indeed that this is true. His raya is the following. That you know what? That What happens if a person goes ahead and makes a kinyan on Shabbos? So in such a case, you know what? I'm going to tell the person that you really should not do such a thing. No, you should not be making a kinyan on Shabbos. After all, that's an isser. That's an isser derabbanan of mekach chomemkar. Maybe sometimes it's mutter. Maybe sometimes it's mutter. In unusual cases, the tzorach mitzvah. But typically speaking, you cannot go ahead and do that. What would an example of a tzorach mitzvah be? Well, great. No, Dalad minim. No, that you don't have a lulav and esrog. So I'm going to be makna the dalad minim to you in order for you to fill the mitzvah. That's a kinyan on yantif. That's mefurish in the Gemara. That under that circumstances we allow a kinyan on yantif. The Gemara says, lo and behold, you know what? This guy forgot to lay an erev tavshilin. So you know what the Gemara suggests? Makna kimcha la'acherim. Let him be makna the food to someone else who laid an erev tavshilin. So it's his food and he laid an erev tavshilin. He'll go ahead and do all the necessary preparation. Sometimes it's clear you can have a kinyan, l'tzorach mitzvah, even on Shabbos and even on Yantav, but typically speaking, you cannot go ahead and do so. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Now in Simen, Kuf Tzari Hei, that Eim Kona B'Shabbos Kinyan Suda. Like, don't make kinyanim on Shabbos. Don't make a kinyan chalipin on Shabbos. You know, people might think, you know what's wrong with a kinyan? You're taking money, and you're doing this, and you're doing that. No. A kinyan sudra is not allowed. You can't make a kinyan. You can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. An incredibly important Rabbi Kveger, Chuvis, Kuf Nun Tes, that a kinyan can't even be chal on Shabbos. Even if you don't do anything at all. A kinyan can't be chal on Shabbos. Wow. Can't be chal on Shabbos. You have a kinyan lachar zman. It's Friday. We worked out all the details. We made the Maisa Kinyan, but the Kinyan is going to kick in on Shabbos. Rabbi Kveger writes that that's Aser. That's Aser. Because it's a Gzeira, Mishamekon Chomemkar. And a Gzeira can be Aser even if you don't do anything on Shabbos. But you can't have a Chalosa Kinyan. Let's say Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. You know what? Not so simple. What do you do with all the leftover Chametz? No? Not so simple. You probably remember. No? Okay, so I'll tell you a simple Eitzah. Do the kinyan with the guy on Friday, that the kinyan should be chal on Shabbos. So you know what? 9 o'clock Shabbos morning, the kinyan will be chal, and all the chametz belongs to the guy. So you know what? Anything that you have that's left over now belongs to the guy. So make a kinyan, which is lachar zman, a simple answer. So there are two major problems with this. Now, number one is maybe that's aser. You're making a kinyan on Shabbos. You're not making the maisa kinyan, but the chalosa kinyan is on Shabbos. Rabbi Kveger writes, that's Aser. Number two, it's not every kinyan survives time. Certain kinyan are now or never. Not every kinyan can be chal lachar zman. So if mechiras chametz is done with the kinyan lachar zman, you're going to compromise many of the kinyanim that are used to sell the chametz to a goy. So we don't do that. We make the kinyan on Friday, and you know what? And now we'll get up and announce, you know, make sure, you know, you don't have anything left over because this chametz is excluded from the mechira. And make sure that you can do some form of biur on Shabbos, because after all, you don't want to violate by Rabbi Matzeh. We're not going to have a kinyan which is lachar zman. That's something which is pretty important. That sometimes the chalos is also. It's not only that you can't make a kinyan on Shabbos, but you can't have a chalos that also is considered to be also. That's a heavy issue. No? Worth exploration. No? eBay. No? Automatic payments. No? Now, can you sit in shul, not doing anything at all, and all of a sudden, you're buying and selling. I was sitting in shul. Buying and selling. No, the kinyan was chal on Shabbos. No, many times, all the automatic payments with banking. No, on Shabbos, not as much, but on Yantif, very common. Yantif, a weekday, all of a sudden, guess what? You paid your mortgage, and you paid your credit card bill, and you paid all your bills on Shabbos sitting in shul. No, so that's the Chuvas Rabbi Kveger, Kuf Nun Tes. When is that motor? When is it aser? It's pretty chashuv, pretty important. No? So the Mechaberai is just simply the following. Don't make kinyanim on Shabbos. Don't make a kinyan. Don't let a kinyan be chal. But if it's done, it's binding. It's binding. You can't argue that it's not a kinyan. It's not a kinyan. The kinyan indeed is chal. So, kanu afal pi shosu avera. No? So the Mechaber writes, you did the wrong thing. You violated Gzeirat Rabbanan. But the kinyan, of course, is considered to be chal. Oh, so that ktos, you've cut and test. Again, the same issue. No? Wait a second. If I am making a kinyan, I understand. Then the kinyan is chal, but you know what? I shouldn't have done so. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Oh, but no better next time. But the kinyan is chal. But typically, the Machaber is talking about a Kinyan Sudur. In a Kinyan Sudur, who, just like in this case, no Hartosus, a Kinyan Sudur is often done Ayyadei Acherim. To have a Kinyan Sudur Ayyadei Acherim, that should require Shlichus, some form of representation. And that should be a problem. That should be a problem, because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira means, the Ketzos writes, that the Torah does not recognize such shlichus. I could have argued that's not what Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira means. Now, remember from the earlier shiur, Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira is just a question of culpability. If a shliach does something that's wrong, who do I hold responsible? The shliach or the mishaleach? But it's chal. So you know what? A shliach goes ahead and marries, right, a grusha for a kohen. Guess what? They're married. But you know what the question is now? Who do I blame? Do I blame the shliach or do I blame the mishaleach? Do I blame the shliach because, right, I say to the shliach, what in the world? Why did you do this? Or do I fault the mishaleach for setting up this whole structure? So maybe ein shliach l'dvar aveira would mean is the mishaleach has an excuse that this was his doing, this wasn't my doing. No one is debating whether they're married. Of course they're married. When a kohen marries a grusha, there's tefisas kedushin. Or maybe I can argue, that's mefurish in Tosus, but metzian daf yudim abeis. The second day is mefurish, the first day is a little vague. The second day is mefurish, that no, they're not married. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira means that the Torah does not recognize such agency. Shlichus is based on psukim. Why would the Torah recognize illicit shlichus? Why would it recognize illicit shlichus? The Torah only recognizes shlichus when it's legit. If it's illegitimate shlichus, it's not just a matter of who do I point a finger at? Do you get malchus or does he get malchus? But rather it means that, guess what? Ein shliach l'dvar aveira means there is no shlichus. Oh, so that's what the Ketzos writes. He thinks that Rover shown and maintain ein shliach l'dvar aveira means the Torah does not recognize such shlichus, which means if you do a typical Kinyan Sudar on Shabbos, since a typical Kinyan Sudar involves some type of agency, it should not be chal. So how does the Mechaber write that if you make a Kinyan Chalipan on Shabbos, Poshav Shav, even Ayyadei Acherim, you did the wrong thing, but the Kinyan is binding? Oh, that Ketzos writes, that's my big raya, no? And that is that you don't have to come on to Zechir Shlichus when it comes to a Kinyan Chalip and Ayyadei Acherim. This works straight in Dinim Amos, Midin Eved Kanani. And therefore, that's exactly why the Mechaber writes, wow, that if you do a Kinyan Chalip and on Shabbos, Ayyadei Acherim, nonetheless Kana. Well, it's that we saw, no? That's a heavy issue. And that's what the Ketzos writes, the primary idea in Shlichus and Dvar Avera means the Shlichus is not Chal. So I'll tell you a fascinating indication from a Rambam, albeit a diuk in the Rambam. This is a sugya in Bava Kamma and Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara says the following. A person goes in Gonav. He steals an animal. And Tavach, Gonav v'Tavach, Yichayv Dalet V'Hei? Okay. Gonav v'Tavach v'Shabbos. He steals the animal. And he does the shechita on Shabbos. Rav Meir says that Yerchayev Dalet Behe. Gona v'tavach v'shabbos Yerchayev Dalet Behe. How can that be? Tavach. Shechita is one of the Lamed Tes Malachos. That's Nisr Skila. And Kimei Ravine, no? If Yerchayev Skila, you are not Chayev v'tashlumin. You're not chayev b'tashlumin, and here you're chayev b'tashlumin, and even a further chiddush, tashlumei knas. Now you're really chayev dalet v'hei, right? In the case of tavach v'shabbos, how can that possibly be? Oh, so the Gemara answers as follows. You know what we're talking about? Toveach al yedei ache. We're talking about the following case: you stole, but someone else did the shechita. So any Chilul Shabbos is his, but you are going to be Chayav Dalet V'Hei. Because when you learn the sugya, now some of you did already, the beginning of the second parak, Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara says the following. There are certain exceptions to the principle of Ein Shliach, the Dvar Avera. One of them is Tavach V'macha. One of them is Tavach V'macha. There Gemara says, based on Psukim, based on Drashos. Look, let's take Mechira. Mechira involves another party, no? Mechira is Ayidei Acher. Maybe Tvicha is Ayidei Acher. Or maybe Exeris HaKosuv. That one of the cases where Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera is Tvicha. If I steal, and I appoint him to do the Shechita, and he does the Shechita, I'm Chayiv Dalet Vehe. And a person says to me, what do you mean Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? Why should I have to pay Dalet Vehe for what he did? You know what the answer is? Well, didn't you learn this again? Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, that this is a noted exception. Here we assume Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Okay, so very good. Gone out. And V'tavach B'Shabbos Al Yedei Acher, you're Chayiv Dalet Vehe. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara V'Kama Daf Ayin Aleph. Ooh, so I want you to take a look at the Rambam. No? Hilchos Kneva. Listen to this diuk. It's something which is striking. Listen to this diuk. No? The Rambam writes the following. Asa shliach lishchot lo. You appointed a shliach to shech this animal. You stole the animal. And you appointed him to do the shechita. Asa shliach lishchot lo. And the Rambam writes, Kama, woo. And the Rambam writes, v'shachat lo hashliach b'shabbos. And he was Shochet B'Shabbos. Oh, you're Chayiv Dalet Vehe. Ooh. That formulation is pretty incredible, no? That I appointed a Shliach to slaughter the animal, and V'Shochat Lo HaShliach B'Shabbos. He went ahead and did the Shechita on Shabbos. I'm Chayiv Dalet Vehe. That's the Rambam. Okay, good. Yeah, that's the Gemara. No. What does the Rambam say? What doesn't the Rambam say? No? I appointed him as a shliach to do shechita, and v'shachat lo hashliach b'shabbos. Ah, so Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech writes the following, you know what? Ooh, midiktuk divrei Rabbeinu nirali. I'll tell you an incredible diuk in the Rambam. Mishnah Melech writes, why didn't the Rambam say that I appointed him as my shliach to be shochet b'shabbos? Isn't that the case in the Gemara? No? Tavach b'Shabbos. I appointed him to do Shechita on Shabbos, and he did so. Why does the Rambam write, Asa shliach lishchat lo, kama, and v'shachat lo ashliach b'Shabbos? It sounds like from the Rambam, I only appointed him as one shlichus to do Shechita, and he, on his own, went ahead and did so on Shabbos. Why does the Rambam say that? So that's the stunning diuk of Mishnah Melech that the Rambam holds like that second day in Tosus, that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera means Bittul HaShlichus. Bittul HaShlichus. The Shlichus is Bata. Wow. You know what Mishnah Melech says? The following, but it's beautiful, no? If Ein Shliach or Yesh L'Dvar Avera means the following, the Shlichus is intact. It's just a question of who do I blame? Who's at fault? Who's going to be punished? What you did was wrong. Who's going to be held accountable for that? Oh, so Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera means I'm going to hold the Mishleach accountable. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera means I'm going to hold the Shliach accountable. But the Shlichus is Chal. So let's assume, for example, I tell the Shliach, Bishochet B'Shabbos. Bishochet B'Shabbos. So this is a fascinating split. When it comes to Tvicha, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. When it comes to Shabbos, I say, B'Machal Shabbos. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So you know what that means? That should mean the following. I tell you to be shochet b'shabbos. So when it comes to the chiyuv dalet v'hei, that's my responsibility, mishaleach. When it comes to the chiyuv of chilul shabbos, that's his responsibility. Because ain't shliach l'dvar avera. Okay. So I instructed him to do the shechita on Shabbos. Good. He's chayiv misa. I'm chayiv dalet v'hei. Why does the Rambam write that, no, I only appointed him to do one thing, the shechita, and v'shachet v'ashliach b'shabbos. Ah, Mishnah Melech writes, he holds like the second day in Tosos. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera means Bittul HaShlichus. Bittul HaShlichus. So guess what? Wow. If I appoint him just simply to do an act of Shechita, that's the Shlichus. And he went ahead and did so on Shabbos. That's his doing. You know what? He'll be chayiv skila, and I'll be chayiv dal v'hei. But if I appointed him as a shliach, A, do shlita, B, do it on Shabbos, wait a second. Shchita v'Shabbos, ein shlich ha'dvar avera, means the shlichus is batel. The shlichus is batel. And therefore, if he goes ahead and does it on Shabbos, he is not doing it as my shliach. My instruction to him was, b'shochet b'Shabbos. No. If that involves chilul Shabbos, ein shlich ha'dvar avera, which means that the shlichus is batel. Which means if he goes ahead and does the shchita on Shabbos, he's chayav skila. But I'm not chayav d'alavei. I'm not chayav d'alavei. Because there was no shlichus. Because ain't shliach l'dvar avera. That's why the Rambam has to interpret the case of the Gemara as v'shochet lo hashliach v'shabbos. No? Got that? That's a pretty incredible diuk. That's an incredible diuk. And the Mishnah points out that's against the Torah. Because when the Torah goes in and presents this halacha, right? Simin Shin Nun, the Torah presents it in a simple way, that Asa Shliach Lishchot Lo B'Shabbos. I appointed a Shliach to go ahead and do this on Shabbos. Wow. So that's a heavy machlokas. Now, what's the case in the Gemara? Baba Kam Dafayin Aleph, you know what, that depends on his Din and Tosos. If it's Bitul HaShlichus, so once the shlichus involves the element of Shabbos, the shlichus is batel. If it's just a question, no, the shlichus is intact, but who do I fault? So you know what? For Shabbos, I'll fault him, and for Dalavei, he'll fault me. And therefore, the halacha should be the same. Wow. The Tur, interesting, take a look in the Tur. The Tur quotes this. Asa shliach lishchat lo b'Shabbos. You know what? The Tur quotes this. In the name of the Rambam. It's an interesting Kiddush, no? It's not the Torah disagrees. The Torah says this is Pshat in the Rambam. In other words, the Torah writes, don't be so medayik in this Rambam, no? I would tell you this deal pops, no? The Rambam's mufurish. Asa shliach lishlatlo, and v'shachla shliach b'shabbos. The Torah says, no, don't be so medayik in that language of the Rambam. It really means that even in the case of asa shliach lishchalo b'shabbos. Wow. So, you know, okay. You know what? So there's a diuk in the Rambam. The Torah disagrees with the diuk in the Rambam. Okay. You know, that's like important to know sometimes. No. The Rambam has an unusual case about shchitas akum, you know, and shchitas treifa. You know, Reb Chaim had a whole chiddush that if you shech the treifa, it doesn't mean that the shchita is a 100% shchita, but you can't eat the animal because it's a treifa. It means if you shech a treifa and there's no heter achila, the shchit is not fully chal. The shchit is not fully chal. Wow. That was a chiddush Reb Chaim in the Rambam. So you take a look at Brisker Rav. At the very end of the sefer, they have letters. So somebody asked the Brisker Rav, where does the Rambam say this? Huh? Where does the Rambam say this? The Brisker Rav writes, I didn't say the Rambam says it. This was my father, Reb Chaim's diuk in the Rambam. This was his diuk in Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says it. I didn't say the Rambam says it. I said, this was my father Reb Chaim's diuk in the Rambam. Like, you have to be careful, no? You can have very compelling diuk, and at the end of the day, it's a diuk, you know? And maybe one could disagree. So you know what? It's true. The Rambam presents it in that way. V'shachat lo ashliach v'shabbos, and apparently the Torah disagrees with this diuk of the Mishnah Malach. No? But I wanted you to take a look at one other thing, no? Do you have a chance to see that? The Rambam in Hilchos Mi'ila? No? The Rambam in Hilchos Mi'ila, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis? You know what I'm going to tell you? This is not a diuk in the Rambam. This is mafurish in the Rambam, no? You can disagree with diuk, but you can't disagree with things that are mafurish in the Rambam. This is mafurish in the Rambam. Mafurish in the Rambam, who, what, where? In Hilchos Mi'ila. No, Ben, I never learned Hilchos Mi'ila. Okay, that's your problem. No, but it's Mafurish in the Rambam. You learn Baba Kama, you look on the side of the margin, it says, take a look at Hilchos Geneva. Okay, yeah, you have to learn Hilchos Mi'ila. You know what the Rambam writes? You ready for this? Unbelievable. The Rambam writes the following. You know what? One of the exceptions of Ein Shlech L'Dvar Avera is Mi'ila. I have Kodshim, and I empower a shliach to misuse the kadshim. That's another case that you learn. No, kedush nafem aleph. That's another case of yesh shliach ledvar avera. That's another case of yesh shliach ledvar avera. What? So you ready for this? Raman ochas mila. It's unbelievable. B'med v'ram amurim. When is this true that yesh shliach ledvar avera comes to mila? You ready for this? Let's assume, for example, where I have that which is hektish, and I appoint a person to misuse the hektish. Ooh. But the Rambam writes, ready for this? Get it? Unbelievable. Avlim hayu bisar ola. Let's assume that, you know what? I have bisar ola. I have part of a carbon ola. And I go ahead and I say the following. You, as my shliach, go ahead and misuse this ola. Go ahead and eat from this carbon ola. Ooh. You know what the Rambam writes? That no, lo ma'al ela ha'ochel bavad. You know who violates this in me'ila? The eater, not the mishaleach. What do you mean when it comes to me'ila? Yesh leach edvar avera. So shouldn't that be the fault of the mishaleach? See, the Rambam's mafurish. No. The only time you say ein shliach edvar avera, right? And the only application we're going to say where no, yesh shliach edvar avera. That's only when it comes to me'ila. But you ready? You know what that means? When you only have the Isra me'ila. But when you eat from a carbon ola, there's an additional Isra. Not only is it the standard Isra of being mo'al b'kadshim, that certainly is true, but there's a separate Isra achila, lo se'achil, of eating a carbon ola. So if a person will go ahead and consume a carbon ola, in addition to violating the Isser Me'ila, there's a second Isser as well. Oh, so the Rambam writes, in that case, after all, Shlichus Levar Aver is only, the Rambam writes, B'Me'ila Livada, only when it comes to Me'ila, and the Rambam writes explicitly, Shelo Yisarev Ima Isser Acher, as long as there isn't a second Isser. But if there's a second Isser, the whole shlichus is batel, no? That's mefurish in the Rambam. That this diuk in Ochas Gneva is mefurish in the Rambam. Nochos Mila. Me'il is a case of Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. The Rambam writes, that's only if you set up a case where there's just an Isra Me'ila. You have Kadshim, and I tell a person to go ahead and to abuse that Kadshim. But if you happen to tell a person to partake of a carbon ola, in addition to this Isra Me'ila, there's also an Isra of Achilas Ola. And if there's a second Isser, already ein shliach ledvar avera, the shlichus is batel. Wow, that's mefurish. You know? It's because the Rambam writes, realize that the only place that you have shlichus ledvar avera is me'ila. There's only one place. Wow, that's stunning. B'chola tarakula, ein shliach ledvar avera ela b'me'ila levad. That's Lashon HaRambam, no? And therefore, if it combines another Isser, problem. Wow. That's pretty cool, no? So, you know what's difficult? The tour. Well, you know, if the tour is disagreeing with the diuk and the Rambam, I'm okay with it. No, it's a diuk and the Rambam. But you know what? I'm going to turn to the tour and say, what in the world? You're not disagreeing with the diuk and the Rambam. You're disagreeing with what the Rambam writes explicitly, for example, Chavez and Ochos Mila, that once you have a second Isser, guess what? Ein shliach ledvar avera. Yes, I'll tell you, this tour is very difficult. No? The tour is very difficult. To disagree with the diuk, okay. You can disagree with the diuk. You know, I was once sitting with someone, Rabbi Shavai said a chiddush, and a person said, no, that's not right. And the person disagreed based on the diuk and the Rambam. I turned to the person next to me. I said, brace yourself. Sure enough, Rashi responded, your diuk and the Rambam. I disagree with your diuk and the Rambam. You know, I have all these rayas. You have a diuk and the Rambam. It's not that bad. I disagree with your diuk and the Rambam, Rashi. And you have to be very careful about the duk of the shonos because, you know, and rayas where you have to be very careful about it. This is not duk of the shonos, no? This is Mefurish in the Rambam. Now, how in the world did the Torah say such a thing? Huh? It's a pellet. Oh, but I'll tell you the fun. That Rambam in Hilchos Meal is not so simple. B'chol HaTorah Kula, you never find a case of Shlichas D'Varvera, Ela Mi'ilo Bavad. That's wrong. that's wrong, no? Mila Bavad? What do you mean? Tavachumachar. No? How can the Rambam even say that statement? The only time you find Shlichas D'Varvera is in Hilchos Meal. Oh, and that's limited only if you have Mila, not anything else. That's not right. The Rambam should have said, you know what? There are a handful of cases where we say, Yesh Shlichas D'Varvera, but Achilas Ol is not one of them. Okay. The Rambam is so dramatic. Now, you never have a case of Shlichas D'Varvera except for one, the case of Mila. And here it's Mila and Ola. I get the second half. But the first half, you never find a case. It's not true. It's not true. So what do you see from that Rambam? I'll tell you the following. You know what you see from the Rambam? That Tvicha is not Shlichas D'Varvera. What do you mean? I'm Chayiv for his Tvicha. No. Tavach u'macha. Just like Mechira is Al Yedei Acher, Tvicha is Al Yedei Acher. In the case of Mechira, that's Shlichus? That's not Shlichus. Mechira involves two parties. The fact that party B is involved does not diminish the guilt of party A. Oh, and the Rambam writes, just like Mechira is Al Yedei Acher, Tvicha is also Al Yedei Acher. And guess what? That Chiddush can be true even without the technical Miskeres of Shlichus. Whoa. So maybe I'll tell you a family Chiddush now. Think about it. That in Tvicha, you're Chayiv because you're Chayiv for Tvicha Yedei Acher. And you don't have to come out to Shlichus. Mi'il is the only exception where you need Shlichus, Neishchiyat, Ledra Vera. That's what the Rambam writes. There's only one exception. Wow. That's something which is pretty stunning. See, if that's true, and now he tell me, ooh, that's Mefurash in the Rambam. There's only one case of Shlichus D'Varvera. Tvicha is not an example of, oh, so you know, if that really is true, that for Tvicha you have to come on to Shlichus, it just means Tvicha Al Yedei Acher. Oh, I'll tell you, you know what? Now the Diuk of the Tour. Wow, so it really makes no difference whether the Shliach on his own did so, or whether I empowered him to do so. Even if I empowered him to do so, you're going to say, Ein Shlichus L'Raver, and the Shlichus is Bato. No, Tvicha doesn't require Shlichus. Tvicha just Al Yedei Acher. And what's the Raya that it doesn't require formal Shlichus? Ooh, no. You know what the answer is? The Rambam writes, there's only one exception to Shlichus L'Raver, and that's the case of Me'ila. Wow, so that's the yeshiva of the tour, no? I like that, no? Ooh, you know what? Impossible tour pops, no? Comes to life. Yeah, Enochinami. You see the language of that Rambam. Enochinami, that's true. Wow. Okay. Chazadis. That's very, very important. Very important. Yeah. One of the known shuvas, no Debi Yehuda. Like, this is like a very heavy yeshum, mamish. A Maisa Shahaya. The Nodi of Paskin this way, and whoa, there was a whole tumult, you know. A husband wanted to divorce his wife. This is Ebenezer Simon Ayinhe. It's one of the most well-known Shulas Nodi Yehuda. A husband wanted to divorce his wife. But you know what? She didn't want to accept a get. But we know that Midaraisa, a get can be Chalav in Balkarcha. We don't do that. But midraisa mi'ikar hadin, you don't need the dasi shivergerishim. We discussed that. Midrabanan, no. But midraisa, yes. So this guy went ahead and, right, he wanted to divorce his wife. She did not want to accept the get, but he was going to force the get. He's going to force the get. You know, he wanted to be like squeaky clean. So you know what he did? He appointed a shliach to give the get. And the shliach, the hitman, no, gave the get to Rav Karcha. Wow. Oh, so that was the Chuvas No Debuta in Simon Ayin Hey. No, that's pretty heavy. If he would have done so, then we can say the get is Chal Midaraisa, because the get does from Gerdas Isha. And this scoundrel, this husband, by doing it bal karcha violated nisr d'rabanan. No, but since he did so al yedei shlichus, and ein shliach d'var avera means the shlichus is batel, it means that the nesina saget was not done with the shlichus aval. And therefore the get's not chal. They're married, midaraisa. The get is not chal. So two chiddush b'at nol b'yehuda. Chiddush number one is that ein shliach d'var avera means the shlichus is batel. Chiddush number two is that that can even apply if the isser is an isser d'rabanan. If the Torah empowers the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say no, so that's called the Dvar Avera. And therefore, in Shliach, the Dvar means the Shlichus is considered to be that which is Batel. That was a very, very heavy issue. A heavy issue. That no Tshuvas, no Debi. That's very important. That's the Din of the Ksos in our Mishnah, where it writes that is the secret to the Kinyan Chalipin. Right? It didn't Evet Kanani, and that avoids the issue of in Shliach, the Dvar Avera. Okay. Give them a base. Good. Clean slate. Good. The Mishnah tells us the following. Right? You can mekadesh nisha al yedei kesef. So the Gemara raises the following question. What exactly is the makor of kesef? And now, how do you know in a case of a nara? Ooh. That kesef da'avohu. How do you know? How do you know that kesef da'avohu? That when there is kedusha kesef of a nara, that the money goes to the father. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rav says the following. Well, there's a pasuk. The pasuk is talking about Amivriya. When she reaches Naros, in such a case, the Yatzachinam, Ein Kasev. And what does that mean? Ein Kasev? Ooh, such a stunning drasha. Ein Kasev la'adon zeh, abo yesh Kasev la'adon acher. And umay nihu, who is that on acher? Av. So here, there is no Kasev, but another similar relationship, there would be. And therefore, the kesef goes to the father. The Gemara raises the following kasha. Good, I know that there's a transfer, kedushei kesef, but the emel adida, maybe the money goes to her? If she is a nara, maybe she receives the kesef kedusha. How do you know indeed that that's true? The Gemara answers the following. Dechi kamamayet. Ooh, that diuk in the pasuk. No, that in kesef ladon zeh. Oh, yesh keslon acher. You know what that means? Yitzia de kavasei kavamayit. It's being mamayit something which is obviously, which is similar. Oh, so just like, the Gemara says the following, that just like al yedei erisin, that's a yitzia, meaning that she now is leaving the reshus of her father. That's similar to the yitzias amivriya, who is leaving the reshus of the adam. Wow. No. So that's the drasha. The Gemara says the following. Such an incredible kasha. Who, because of the first year that we had? No. Akati mechasu mesir lechupa? No. She really is leaving the reshus of the father after erisin? No. That's against the whole first year. No. Erisin means she's an eishes ish, but she still is an eishes ish who is bebeis aviha. Nisuin is when she's an Eishas Ish who is Bebei Sabal. So the Yitzir, Meir Shus Ha'av, Bebei Sabal, that occurs Al Yedei Nisuin. No? And that was all the Rayas. No? Beisu Zuishto, the Rashi and Kedushin Dav, Yudama Beis. No, that Beisu Zuishto is Nisuin, not Erisin. Remember those Sukhias? No? Yumadav, Yud Gimel, Kohen Gadol. No? Wow. Mufurish and Gemara, no? The Gemara says you're referring to Erisin as a Yitzia. You're referring to Eris as a Yitzia. That's not true. She's an Eishas Ish, but she is still an Eishas Ish, Bebeis Avia. She is not an Eishas Ish, Bebeis Aval. Wow. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Akati Mechasra Mesir Lechupa. What a powerful Kasha. You know what the Gemara answers? No. I'll give you an example of where there is a partial Yitzia, even after Erisin. Oh, Bafaras Nedarim Mihanafka. Bafaras Nedarim Mihanafka. Even though, yes, when it comes to many dinim, no, we saw the Rashi, the Fudama Beis, that she leaves the Beis Ha'av at the time of Nisuin, but not sure when it comes to Bafaras Nedarim. Already at this point in time, his schus is compromised. He no longer has an exclusive schus hafara. that indicates that, you know what, the grip that the father has on his daughter is already weakened after Eris. Wow. So I'll tell you a small comment to Tosos. Tosos elsewhere, Ksuvastaf Memvav Mabez. Ksuvastaf Memvav Mabez, Ramasulinian. Tosos says the following. The Gemara is trying to demonstrate that Eristin is also a Yitzhiyah. It's a Yitzhiyah Mishusahav. So the Gemara mentions Hafaras Adarim. That's a great example. Tosos says the following. Hachinavi Havimotzi Lameimar. Our Gemara, Kedushin Daf Gimel, Tosos says, could have given another example as well. But you know what? One example is good enough. No? Our Gemara gives the example of Hafaras Adarim. But the Gemara could have given another example. You know what the other example is? Achilas Truma. Tosos says Achilas Truma. Let's assume, for example, that you have a girl who's a Bas Kohen. And she is Mureses the Yisrael. Erisin. Guess what? She's no longer entitled to eat Truma. She's been eating Truma her whole life. But La'achar Erisin, she is no longer able to go ahead and teach Truma. Oh, so if you want to demonstrate that, you know what, there was such a shift after Erisin, you're right. One example is Hafaras Nedarim. Another example is Achilas Truma. Oh, so Tosos says Eino Chinami. Our Gemara in Kedushin tells you one illustration, but okay, you know that Chanina Yonakat. I'll give you another one, and that is Achilas Truma. Achilas Truma is here. I would say that sounds like a very innocent comment to Tosos, but, no? Is that so clear? I'll tell you the following. When it comes to Hafaras Nedarim, our Gemara, Daf Gimel Beis, I think that's clear. A father has the right to be Mefer Nidre Bito. Why is that true? A father has the right, a husband has the right to be Mefer Nidre Yishto. Why is that true? Are they identical? Are they different? The father has a schus hafara for his daughter. A husband has a schus hafara for the wife. Similar, different. You take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud-Beis, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes they're fundamentally different. If I ask you, which Nedarim does a father have a right to be Mefer? You know what the answer is? All Nedarim. All Nedarim. Ooh, that's the Rambam. All Nedarim. The Rambam. If I ask you which Nedarim does a husband have a right to Mefer, you know what the answer is? Very limited Nedarim. No? Very limited Nedarim. What's that limitation? Beino, beino. In Nidre Inui. No? This wife one had made an Eder that's affecting the relationship with her husband. A woman went ahead and made an Eder that is Nidre Inui. It's affecting the husband, no? And Nidre Inui. She is making an edda that she is going to deprive herself from A, B, C, and D, and that is going to, you know, have a consequence. That's going to limit, that's going to affect, that's going to impact on our relationship. That's a stunning difference, the Rambam writes. A father has the right to mayfair all of his daughters Nadarim, and a husband has the right to mayfair a handful of his wife's Nedarim, only those Nedarim that relates to the husband. You know what I would tell you? You see from the Rambam, I'll tell you something that I think emerges from our Gemara. That if I were to ask you the following, that why is it that the father has a right to be made for Nidre Bito? You know what the answer is? It's because Bin Rebbe Saviya. Because the daughter is Bershus Ha'av. Ooh. Why is it that a husband has right to Yumeifer Nidre Ishto? It's not because the woman is the reshus of her husband. That is a schus hafara. And that schus hafara is limited to only that which is absolutely impactful for the husband. It's not one halacha that the daughter and the wife are reshus habala av, and therefore they're dini hafara. That's true when it comes to hafara sa'av, but it's not true when it comes to hafara sa'av. Baharaya, the Rambam assumes one is universal. If it's birshus ha'av, that means all nedarim. If it's only because the Torah says that, you know what, if she makes a neder that is going to affect her relationship with you, that's yours. That's a schus that you have. You have a right to say no. I'll tell you, that's exactly the chiddush of our Gemara, that Afaras Nedarim is a classic example. If the father is made for Nidrei Bito because the daughter is Birshus Ha'av, well, if it no longer applies Lachar Erisin, guess what? That is a Yetziah. That's a Yetziah Merishusa. I would tell you that's clear. Let me ask you the following. What about Achilas Truma? What about Achilas Truma? Why is it that the daughter of a Kohen has a right to eat Truma? Why does the daughter of a Kohen have a right to eat Truma? You know what? Is it so obvious that it's because she is Birshus Ha'av, and since the father has a right to eat Truma, the daughter can also eat Truma? The source that a daughter has to eat Truma is because she is Birshus Ha'av. Is that really true? Is that really true? Let's say the father dies. Well, can the daughter eat Truma? Of course. She's Birshus Ha'av. Well, let's say the daughter was married. And Nisuin, not just Erisin, Mamish Nisuin. And you know what? There's a get, or she loses her husband. And Kedushin Daf Dalet, Vizera Eila, she can eat Truma. But she's Birshus Ha'av. This is a 30-year-old woman who's Birshus Ha'av. She's Birshus Ha'av when the father is Nifter. You know what I'm going to tell you? The following chiddush we'll have to talk about. You know why she can eat Truma? You ready? Because she is a Kohenes. A Bas Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. A Kohen can eat Truma. The son of a Kohen? The grandson of a Kohen? No. She, in her own right, can eat Truma. She is not eating Truma because she's Birshus Ha'av. And therefore, if the Rishus Ha'av is Paka, of course she can go ahead and eat Truma. So you tell me the following. So, well, if she's married, she's allowed to eat Truma. No. Once she's married, I understand. Once she's married, I'll tell you different Hagdara. Once she's married, it's like Ishto Kegufo in the sense that she no longer has the status of being a Kohenes. Once there is Ishus, and there's a Kenyan of Ishus, guess what? The status of her being a Kohenes, maybe not always, but maybe sometimes it's Paka. We're going to see on Daf Ches Amud Aleph an amazing Chiddush of Tosfos. Now, the Gemara tells us the following Chiddush, Rav Kahana, Shakol Surda Lepidin HaBen. Rav Kahana went ahead and received a Surda for Pidin HaBen. Tosfos is really bothered, no? Rav Kahana sounds nice, no? Like, Rav Kahana sounds like, you know, Mr. Kohn, no? I guess he was a Kohen. Tosfos quotes the Gemara, Pesachim Daf Mem Tes. Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. How in the world was he able to receive the Maos of Pidin HaBen? Oh, so Tosfos writes, you know what? Maybe there are different Rav Kahanas. Kedushin Daf Ches, this Rav Kahana was a Kohen. Kedushin Daf Mem Tes, he was not a Kohen. How do you know he wasn't a Kohen? Because the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Mem Tes, Rav Kahana experienced a sense of galus, and he said, you know what? You know why this came to me, this galus? Because I married out of my league. Because I was a Yisrael, and I married a Bas Kohen. So he married a Bas Kohen. Is he ready for this? He can upset the Mei Pidin HaBen because his wife is a Kohenes. That's what Tosfos writes. That's such a chiddush. You can give the Mei Pidin HaBen to a woman who is a Bas Kohen, and her husband also has that right to receive the Maos HaPidin HaBen. And I'll tell you a third chiddush. That sudra was not worth 5 slime. Oh, but Rav Kahana said it's worth it to me. L'didi shavali. He can say l'didi shavali even though he's only accepting the sudra, because his wife is a Bas Kohen. But you know what you see? You see that whatever rights the woman has, it's not because she's Birshus Ha'av. It's because she, in her own right, I'm a Bas Kohen. I'm a Kohenes. So I'll tell you the following. That's why I would tell you the other Rishonim don't argue that our Gemara says The Gemara could have mentioned Achilas Truma. Achilas Truma is not an indicator at all of a Yetzir, the Rishus, from the Father. From the Father, Hafaras Nedarim is. That certainly is true. But the schus that a woman has to some matnos kun, we'll have to discuss, is because of who she is in her own right. So why doesn't it apply even after she's married? She can't eat truma. No, because when it comes to certain matnos kahuna, she loses that status when she's married to a Yisrael. And she'll regain that status when she's divorced from Yisrael. But it's not because of the fact that Yishbishusa'av, that I'll tell you, is very, very medir, against the Tosis. And Ksuvis, that you know what? The Gemara only has one example. And that's our case. Our case of Hafaras Adarim, not when it comes to cases of truma. Okay, so continue to go through the Ramakamas. We'll see an important issue. You have to go through those sugis very well, right, to appreciate the coming shift. So take a look at the Makrosik.